I'm Michael Lardell for Community Close-Up Program, and today I've got a great honor in talking to some folks at the Parkway Playhouse. We're excited about the brand new season, 61st season for the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville, and have film and Broadway veteran Andrew Prine that is going to be a part of this play. And Andrew has, as many folks know, has appeared and been a part of so many different things, from Boston Legal, CSI, JAG, Murder, She Wrote. Those are just some of the programs most recent. Andrew, welcome to our program today, and welcome to the season at the Parkway Playhouse here in Burnsville.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I was here last year doing Our Town, because I always wanted to do that, and so then they asked me to come back and play this the father's role in Look Home at Angel. I played the young man on Broadway about 150 years ago and for a year and a half, and so now I come back to do the dad.
So you're very familiar with everything about this play, I guess you could say.
Yes, I was an intern at the Parkway Playhouse in 1956 before I went to New York, so I love this area and I know it very well.
And I guess you're as excited as we are to the fact that the Parkway has survived all these years and now their 61st season.
It's nothing short of a miracle. These little theaters struggle. But the Parkway's doing quite well now because of Andrew Gall and all the nice people there who work so hard.
Well, the opening of this production is coming up this Thursday. It's June 14th, and they have a special Sunday afternoon matinee that's also going to be this Sunday. It's Thursday through Saturday for the regular plays of the season, and it's going to be starting, as I mentioned, the 14th and continuing next week, too. But the matinee on Sunday is going to be in the afternoon at 2:30. Besides Mr. Andrew Gall, there are some local folks that are part of the play. Elizabeth Westall, a name that I know a lot of people remember, and Evan Mitchell, who's been a part of many plays at Mountain Heritage High School and has now moved on and being a part of the Parkway. And Evan, glad to have you with us today. What do you think about this production of Look Homeward, Angel?
Oh, I'm extremely excited to take part in this, in such a big role here at Parkway in my first season. I just graduated from high school, so this is the first time that I'm getting out and taking part in something bigger than high school shows, and it's a great honor to have such a large part the first time I'm here.
How does it seem to be along with a man like Andrew here who's been a part of so many other things? You can learn from him, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn, and there's a lot to be nervous about, especially playing my role, if him being on Broadway and my role before that. There's a lot to live up to, but it's been a great experience and a great learning experience.
I've got my eye on him, you know what I mean? No, he's doing a great job. People are going to enjoy him a lot.
For those who may not know, tell us a little bit about this play, just in general.
This play is based on the book written by Thomas Wolfe in the 30s, one of the largest novels written in America. The family in Look Homeward, Angel lives in Asheville, North Carolina, and runs a boarding house, and it's the family battles and problems, and the portrait of the artist as a young man, really a young artist struggling to leave home and find his own world. So it's a heavyweight theme, but it is listed on the front of the playbook as a comedy drama. We have a lot of humor in it.
And so a play that I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with, and we're excited about that being the opening play of the Parkway Playhouse this season. And I wish we had time to continue and talk more about it, but my special guest today, Andrew Prine, also Evan Mitchell, talking about the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. Thank you guys for being here today, and want to encourage everyone to be a part of the Parkway's first production, as well as others this season. Again, for reservations, you can call 682-4285 for the box office at the Parkway Playhouse, or go to parkwayplayhouse.com on the website. Michael Lardell for Community Close-Up.